This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Drinking from the fountain of youth can sometimes be hazardous for at least three Chinese emperors in the Tang Dynasty. That meant dying from the very potion they thought could make them immortal. The potion contained lead and mercury. More recently, people are trying everything from red wine pills to cream made out of snake slime to try to stay young. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at some of the research behind these businesses of anti-aging.
Alexander Turney has a long list of accomplishments. He survived Nazi Germany, for starters, emigrating to the U.S. in 1935. He speaks at least four languages and dances the tango.
Okay, a little quick, all right?
But a team of researchers from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine is interested in Turney for his age.
I'm a remnant of the Paleozoic age, I guess.
He's 96, and sure, things aren't as easy as they once were. But his mind and his sense of humor are still very sharp. He tries to joke with the nurse taking a blood sample.
They have the seeing eye dogs. I want a seeing eye girlfriend.
He didn't get a laugh.
Trying to be funny, Debbie.
I know.
Because they say laughter is the best medicine.
Okay. The researchers are trying to figure out which genes may help people like Turney live so long and stay so healthy.
Everybody knows somebody who's 60 that looks like he's 50 or somebody that's 60 that looks like he's 70.
Nir Barzilai is the director of the Institute for Aging Research at Albert Einstein and the leader of this study.
The question is, what is really the biological or genetic difference between those who age quickly and those who age slowly?
And can we figure out a way to mimic the benefits of those genes in people who don't have them? Dr. Barzilai's goal isn't to extend our lifespan, though that may happen. He's more interested in delaying the onset of a whole slew of diseases that often come with age, like cancers, dementia, cardiovascular disease, and strokes. Instead of treating them one at a time, he thinks we should try and delay them all. And believe it or not, he's noticed that the longer people live, the less they tend to spend on medical care at the end of life.
When you look at the medical cost in the last 2 years of life of people who die over the age of 100, versus people who die at age 70. They're third.
Jay Olshansky, a public health professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago, calls this the longevity dividend. He thinks it could save the U.S. trillions over the next few decades.
Whenever you extend healthy life, you're enabling people to remain in the labor force longer. They're drawing from Medicare for a shorter time period. So extending healthy life is good for everyone.
Of course, people would have to work longer to support this longer life, and many people already struggle to save enough for their retirement. But Olshansky says we can't underestimate how big a breakthrough it would be to slow aging. He thinks it would be the most important medical intervention in history. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Tracy's longevity dividend piece was part of a partnership that we have with the New York Times titled A Guide to Buying Just About Anything.